We've all done some things we're not proud of on business trips, but Vince Vaughn, Dave Franco, Tom Wilkinson, and Nick Frost are taking the business trip to another level. Friday, March 6th, Unfinished Business will be in theaters. Unfinished Business. It's the story of a hardworking small business owner, Vince Vaughn, and his two associates, Tom Wilkinson and Dave Franco, who travel to Europe to close the most important deal of their lives. But what began as a routine business trip goes off the rails in every imaginable and unimaginable way, including unplanned stops at a massive sex fetish event and a global economic summit. Plus, it's got Dave Franco's naked butt, tequila slaps, Tom Wilkinson smoking pot, awesome stuff. Search Unfinished Business Movie to watch the trailer and get your tickets now for the wildest business trip you've ever seen.
Put your name on it. Just put your name on it. That's all I say. Be a man or a woman. Put your name on it.
Well, I'd like to hear about it, potheads.
How the fuck you gonna know how to be great if you don't study greatness? Look at the game tape.
Donuts. If
you
wanna battle, it's either
that you will or you won't. You know, you're not a bad looking man, Mr. Gals.
But you are, Blanche. You are in that chair.
There's something wrong with us. Something very, very wrong with us.
Hey, man.
I thought you mentioned that.
I told you that story.
Yeah.
We were at the Hungry Cat, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I told
right.
you that whole story.
Oysters, it's not, happy
certainly
hour.
Not, certainly not. Oh, we're rolling? I like your rings. Natasha thanks. Case and Freya Estrella, you guys are entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
We could say that because it's Cool House, which is the ice cream company. And now Estrella, you know, you're not happy being in Natasha Case's hey, let's get a truck and sell ice cream to guys out in Coachella Valley. You're like, fuck that Jello shot scoreboard, bitch. I got it.
Yeah.
Now you got a whole Jello shot company.
I've got a spirits company.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Was it
I'm
like
not
ghosts?
Just the Jello shot lady. Okay.
Was that like poltergeist, like ghosts, seances?
Yeah.
You
Empire.
Sell spirits?
Or more like, you know, spiritual.
Spiritual.
Yeah. You know, that's shot, trending, but, right?
And
now?
We have shots of Jello here at Fake Mustache Studios. It's a garage, but we give it a fancy name. And before we go any further, if anybody wants to buy anything through Amazon, don't go to Amazon. Go to jmoore.com. Use the Amazon banner. That is the absolute number way you could help this podcast buy things through Amazon. And email me what you bought. I'll read it on the podcast and on my radio show. So don't go to Amazon. Go to jmoore.com. Click the Amazon banner. You know, want to know why, Natasha? Amazon wants to know the
David
traffic.
Hasselhoff?
They want to know the flow.
Right.
They want to know, like, wow, right. A lot of people come here through jmoore.com, right?
I'm not
get
on Amazon,
that money.
Though. I want to warn you.
You don't have to be. You're
Amazon
not...
Fresh, though. Amazon Fresh.
See?
There you go.
There's all types of things.
That's
so
true.
You guys start Cool House, C-O-O-L, but it's H-A, like Bauhaus, B-A-H-A-U-S, Cool House, H-A-U-S, House, Cool House.
In the house.
Exactly right.
And this is what impressed me about you two. I read an article about you on an airplane a couple years ago in fucking Forbes magazine.
Oh, shit.
Of like Oops. Millionaires under 30 years old. When I was 30, I was like, you know, smoking pot and playing video games. And you guys are like, oh.
We still do that.
Yeah, we
Well,
that's
you
how
do
we
that.
Come up with all the crazy flavors, Jay. Come
yeah,
on.
And I will say this. Upon arrival, it's Cool House and the Jello. What's the official Jello launch? Oh, LudlowCocktails.com.
Yeah, yeah.
Ludlow, like Ludlow Street in Lower East Side
you
of Manhattan.
You got it.
LudlowCocktails.com. You guys showed up with Jello shots, which are, and you can cater weddings and stuff. I saw all the photos on the LudlowCocktails.com.
Oh, you're creeping on the website.
Well, yeah, I
awesome.
Want to see. And yeah. people, you know what? It's impossible for anybody apparently to have one of those Jello shots and not have an orgasmic laughing face.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everyone
it makes
is
you
like,
beautiful.
It's very Instagrammable.
It's the thing it does. It makes you youthful and smarter. So it's instead incredible. Of like proven by science.
Okay.
Actually.
So instead of like Botox and serums and creams and stuff like that, you got to get a Ludlow cocktail
jelly
party
shot.
And
yeah.
And you cater.
Yeah, we cater. Now you can find the shots at Fresh and Easy, Total Wine and More, online. Wait, you can get an old-fashioned and bring your old-fashioned on airplanes. People sneak them into concerts, sporting events. And actually, moms are the biggest demographic.
I would bring an old man with me. And then if I was still drinking, I had like 150 of them, because that's what I would do. And they'd be like, you can't come in here with those. I'd point to the old man. I'd go, he can't chew.
No, I told
this
Freya.
This is his sustenance. It's food.
Retirement homes. It's a great product for them. With you got no teeth, you just get the jelly shot down. And you get a little bit of that buzz in there, and that's it. It's a perfect for,
you know, protein from the gelatin.
For hospitals.
You get a buzz from those jello shots, you're going to be crushing Cool House ice cream.
You know?
Let's get to the basics. The reason you're here is because you fascinate me. And first of all, and I'm being serious,
thank you.
A lot of people have been tweeting me, hey, man, lack of estrogen lately on Jay Moore Sports. Aaron, gal from Cincinnati, diehard listener. Iggy's mom on Twitter. I think she's Ivory Pistol 11. A lot of gals. Lady Moriers, they call themselves.
Oh, that's like, awesome.
It's like Cumberbitches.
My wife was like, what are they called?
Cumberbitches. The Cumberbatch.
Exactly. They're Cumberbitches. Exactly. My wife, I believe, was like the last guest, and that's because we were driving through the desert and we were stuck in traffic. So we just banged out a podcast with my phone like this.
And you got the dogs too.
You guys, they were not in the car. It would have been useless. You guys always, you, Natasha, you wanted to, you went to culinary school?
I didn't. I went to architecture school.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah.
You were in architecture school and then you made something. And what I read in Forbes magazine is your teacher said, that looks like a layer cake.
Yep.
And your response was?
Why are layer cakes bad? Layer cakes are awesome.
And then, boom, you were like, let's do architecture and ice cream at the same time.
Exactly.
Now, most people would just think, all right, you're just making whatever. It's ice cream sandwiches. What's the big deal? The big deal is I can get, like, Lucky Charms in an ice cream sandwich. Now, were you one in the ground floor? Because I noticed she's CEO, and she made you, like, executive vice president. That's
mean the COO / CFO? You know, the person that does all the hard, dirty work?
She's like founder, and then you're like, also.
Also founder.
She made you, like,
doing the bitch
on
work.
Drums.
Yeah,
Freya
totally.
Estrella. So how did you guys get in? You started at the exact same time together with the truck at Coachella?
Yeah, we founded the company together right in the beginning.
So then why do you have different titles?
Well, it's good to have the same vision and different skill sets. It's actually what you want. That's the way to
get it done. But her skill set, Freya's skill set title seems much like kind of lower than you on the website.
Well, she's longer Cool House anyway, so she's moved on to being her own
CEO. I got to retire,
and
I don't know if you know this, but Natasha and I are actually married, so.
Are you guys really married in real life?
Yeah, Cool House is our love child.
It is a lady party right here. I could have married you. I lucked out.
Awesome.
I mean, I lucked off.
Well, we
off, out, and.
We're doing our vows, you know?
Yeah, keep me in mind.
I don't want to be presumptuous.
We'll have a big party. How long have you guys been married?
Now 2.5 years. Is
and
it?
You got married in California?
No,
because you fucking
yeah. How ridiculous
is
that? 2 years ago.
Because people in Bakersfield are like, no, we don't see them often enough. Or people in LA go, we see them all the time.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know. Yes, we did it in New York, and then we went and got dim sum after. So that was a pretty solid kind of best day ever.
You're also very Jewish.
It is. Yeah. Exactly.
We got married and we had Chinese.
I thought, you know, I'm Jewish, but then I had an Uber driver ask me, what does my name mean? And I never looked it up. And then I looked it up. Natasha means born on Christmas. I was like, I guess I'm not really Jewish then. So that was kind of a big...
What's Freya mean?
I am the Norwegian goddess of love and fertility.
Is that really true?
Yeah, I'm Thor's girlfriend, and from which Friday is derived from.
Freya.
So yeah. I have a pretty cool name.
How do you find out what your name... I don't know what my name means.
Let's Google that.
The internet.
J-O-N, John, is my birth name.
Oh, okay.
So you guys got married in New York because you couldn't get married in California, which brings me to, we're going to get back to the truck at Coachella. Basically, here's what you need to know about these two gals from Cool House and from LudlowCocktails.com. They became multi-millionaires because they went, hey, let's get a broken down postal truck and sell ice cream sandwiches at Coachella. And you right now, everyone's slapping their foreheads going, ice cream sandwiches to stoners? How the fuck did I not think of that?
That's true.
Sometimes just probably a lot of people thought of it, but you bloody well did it.
Yeah, we're pretty good at that. We're good at getting shit done. Yeah.
How hard was it to get the truck?
It was challenging at the time because, one, we had our other jobs. I was actually working at Disney Imagineering, and Freya was in real estate.
You were
and
an Imagineer?
We had no money. I was an Imagineer.
Love it.
That's right. I did the Donald Duck suite at Tokyo Disneyland and the Disneyland Hotel, the Tinkerbell animation on the facade also.
You went to your Disneyland. You worked at Disney World Tokyo.
I did the design for the suite out of the LA office.
Oh, yes. That's
and my mom has been a lifetime.
I thought they sent you to Tokyo.
Yeah,
to
that would have been way more badass. Stayed in the cubicle, but can't complain. We had no money. It was totally self-starting. We used my personal credit card, which had a $5,000 limit to get the truck. And we bought it on Craigslist for $2,900. So,
hey, I'm selling a broken down postal truck.
They were definitely selling pot out of that truck, don't you think?
Prostate massage. other things that begin with P.
Yeah, I mean, it had like awesome chrome rims, yes. though. It just
really?
Didn't drive.
Okay. So then how much of the rest of the credit card goes to you guys? Here's the vision, I'm guessing. Okay, I got this idea. I want to combine architecture and food for architecture.
Oh, you're good.
As you guys
PhD.
Call it. And what you do is you go, if we could just get an ice cream truck that's unique and get it up to Coachella, people are going to lose their shit. They're all going to be whacked out on ecstasy and pot, and they're going to see us, and they're not going to want to spend $10 for water, and we can give them like these really cool, oh my God, it's a Frankenberry sandwich, man. You gotta have it. And you're going to run out of ice cream in like an hour, which is essentially what happened.
I mean, more or less. And the truck didn't even drive, by the way, when we bought it. So we had to basically scam AAA to get it to Coachella.
Explain.
We figured out that with a platinum membership, you got one free 200-mile tow. So that pretty much took it to the desert. And we pretended it was broke down the day they came, but it never drove in the first place.
That's amazing. And a great
That's
tip.
Called yeah. bootstrapping.
It's a business
yeah.
term. It's
a lean
business
startup.
Term.
And a great tip. Oh, here's my name according to God has given.
Nice.
My name means John, J-O-N, God
That's
has
the first
given.
Time you
Well, Corey, the engineer, looked it up. And thank you very much.
That's what I'm saying. I never looked up Natasha after 31 years.
Have you ever heard the Rufus Wainwright song, Natasha?
No, actually.
It's in between 14th Street and Vibrate off of One, I believe.
Okay.
You have a song about you.
I also have Boris from Rocky and Bullwinkle. That's
Rufus
that I get.
Wainwright drops some lyrics about Natasha.
All right.
That's worth looking up.
Okay, I'll check that out.
by the way, you just dropped amazing knowledge on all the listeners that they can get a free 200-mile tow.
I think it's like four free 200-mile tows.
Yeah.
Four of them?
Yeah, yeah. It's only
because
like
you had to get towed
trip.
Back, right?
Exactly.
With all that ice cream money, you're like, fuck it, we got a jet. What's up?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I think the guy knew what was going on. He just felt sorry for us, so he put it on the flatbed, and we were on our way. And then we didn't serve out of that truck. It was, like, disgusting. I think people, like, slept in it and charged their phones, and that was pretty much it. We had a booth next to it saying, okay, aspirationally, this is our truck. When we make some money at Coachella, we made some money. We used that money to fix up the truck. And then we got it out there like 3 weeks later for real, which was still a pretty dilapidated site. Let me tell you, this truck.
$2,900 for a truck.
Yeah.
Okay. How much money did you make when you took that truck to Coachella to sell ice cream sandwiches?
Like 5,000 maybe.
So you doubled almost just
we were cash flow positive in the first event. Because we spent nothing. We borrowed $700 from Freya's mom and our friend Andy.
Can you believe when we were 26, we didn't have $700?
We had nothing. We had each other.
Name.
We had our vision.
We had credit cards.
Were you guys always like a couple going all the way back? Or just you ate so much ice cream and Jello shots, you're like, let's just fucking get it together already.
It all happened at once and there was no turning back, to be honest. That was it.
So when you started, though, you weren't like a romantic couple?
No, we were. We met November 2008 and then started Cool House April 2009.
So 2009 and then Coachella was when?
That was in April.
Yeah.
We incorporated 2009. January 2009.
Okay, so 2009, you make $5,000. You got to pay Freya's mom $700 back.
We did right away.
You got to redo your credit card, $2,900.
Yes, I don't know if that ever happened.
You're left with about $1,000 to split between you, $500 each. So
Tax
when
right
from
off.
2009, when do you go from that to like you're an actual like conglomerate.
A multimillionaire, you mean?
Yeah.
It took a while. I mean, we.
What do you mean a while? You just said 2009 and 2014. I'm still banging out this goddamn mortgage we're sitting under. So, you pricks.
You know.
You know,
AAA,
Jay. It took
I'm telling you.
Took a while, JJ. Like I'm like 4 or 5 years. It's crazy. Like we didn't have a sitcom or anything. We sold ice cream. We went past you on a rocket ship.
You know, the first year, what actually started to make us the money was the private catering when we came back to LA. We never foresaw that. People said, can you come to our office for, you know, what do you charge to do private catering? We didn't even know. We made something up. We started going to offices. We started going to film sets, weddings. And then we just hit the streets also selling the product. But we really, you know, hadn't thought that much about it ahead of time.
I mean, it was an art project.
Yeah.
To begin with.
Yeah.
And then...
say that, and
we had all the PR. That was a big thing.
Huh?
Getting all the PR, the buzz is what made it work.
Well, you've had a lot of buzz. The zeitgeist. Food Network, and once you're on the Food Network with the Eat Street and all that stuff,
the Jay Moore Show. This is it.
It's more stories, but cool. But you said it was an art project, but it wasn't an art project like for school. You guys had a vision to go get paid.
Yeah, but you know, naming ice cream sandwiches after architects like Mies Vanilla Row and Frank Berry is like kind of elitist and hilarious.
But here's what makes it not elitist. You're the only two people that know what the fuck they mean.
Yes.
There's not one guy standing at a truck on Wilshire Boulevard going, whoa, Frank Gehry sandwich.
Well, yeah. Frank Gehry has been to the truck, so he does know.
No, well, he knows.
My dad's an architect. He knows.
All right. Yeah. All right. So then, all right.
So that's the two.
Okay,
plus
but you
two.
Sold millions.
Yes, yes. It's not. Yes, it's about more.
It's a joke. It's like a table of one joke, but it's getting you paid, so that's fine.
Yeah. Well, it gives us a different, you know, unique niche. Even if you don't get it, you know someone who's an architect or you feel like you're part of something cool. And even if you don't get it at all, it's delicious. That's all that really matters.
Yeah,
it's not
crazy.
About being exclusive.
I right before we started, in full disclosure, I crushed salted caramel that was brought to me in a pint, but it's Cool House. Everything's fully recyclable. It's great. You can see him on Twitter. And it's eatcoolhouse.com. E-A-T-C-O-O-L. Whoa. Eat cool, like normal. And then house, like Bauhaus.
Yes.
H-A-U-S.com. Yes. This is good stuff. And if you guys out there listening want some of the craziest ice cream you've ever eaten, I am going to waddle through the weekend. I'm very excited about this.
It's awesome.
And thank you for bringing treats and the bag that keeps all the ice cream cold. And look at all those Jell-O shots. I'll put a photo up of that on my website when this airs. The Jell-O shots, you're catering those to the weddings. And like I said, if you go to the website, ledlowcocktails.com, first of all, you got to put in your age to get in. It's porn, but it's not porn. It's just booze, which I thought is odd because I can just pick up People magazine and see like a Bushmills ad on a page, right?
The spirits industry is a different beast.
Every time you see spirits, I just picture like Casper the Ghost flying around your hat. Like it's spirits, spirit. Is that just, but that's what it is. Beer, wine, spirits.
Yeah. I mean, actually our next line, which we're launching at the end of the year are like, canned and bottled ready to drink cocktails that are sort of, I think we're going to go a little healthy with it. Like, you know, people are doing now like juicing with their like vodka and with their mezcal.
I want an alfalfa cosmopolitan, but I don't want a bartender to make it. I just want to take it off a shelf and chug it.
Exactly.
Before I get back in my car and drive my mail route.
Or maybe not. Maybe just like when you're chilling at home.
Who would need fancy cocktails in a can?
Why not? Why can't we have an Aperol spritz like they drink in Italy here in the United States?
Yeah.
You know what? You named the one drink where I went, you know what? She's right.
Yeah. See, let's do that.
Degrees
she
out.
Does that a lot.
You're in the San Fernando Valley at your friend's house. The only saving grace is that he has a pool because the house sucks. You hate the street. And then he brings out the spritz and you're like, you're my man, bro.
Yeah. A little carbonation, a little sweetness, a little bitterness.
Yeah.
Just a little buzz. And we're not like talking about like 50 proof or 40 proof, like low ABV.
That's where you and I part ways on the life of on the road in life.
But
I don't know what a little
I
buzz looks sounds like.
We like to elevate the thing that you wouldn't expect. Like, you know, if you think about the ice cream sandwich, it's people consider that to be like, you know, the Klondike or a lot of them are just not. They're not they're not premium, they're not gourmet, and you elevate it. And same with the jelly shot. People think of that as the collegiate, you know, disgusting color not found.
No,
in
when
nature,
you go to the website, it's a different thing.
Exactly.
When you go to
ludlowcocktails.com, yeah,
I've never seen anything like it. And like, apparently anyone that's ever had these things near their face are like Abercrombie and Fitch model looking people. Like, there's not a mutt on that website. And I know I'm by design, but I would think anybody, you guys are nice enough. Like, if there was just a homely person having a nice Ludlow cocktail jello shot, you of course would throw them on the website.
Well, yeah, of course. Them, but we can't find them in LA.
There's no, everybody on the website looks like a damn model jamming jello down their mouth. And they're like, this is the greatest thing.
Yeah, and all those people are all of our friends.
Yeah, we have incredibly attractive friends, yeah. I guess.
Oh,
I never
gosh.
Thought of it that way. Now, you know.
I didn't get them to sign a release or anything, so
you don't have
we'll
to. It's too late. They were drunk. You got to go back the next day. Believe me, I've been through it. And here's the thing. People listening to the podcast, it's appointment listening. And you say to yourself, wait a minute, JJ, are you really going to tell me that I'm going to spend the next hour and change because these ladies sell ice cream sandwiches out of a truck? And the answer is yes. And here's why. They had a vision. And they started with nothing, and they charged to their credit card, and now they will make more money than you and your great-grandparents will make in three lifetimes combined. And quite frankly, I'm jealous because it's ice cream. Look, it's ice cream sandwiches at Coachella. Like, when you go to the beach, there's a guy that walks up the beach, like a little Mexican man with a cooler, and he's like, you know, Coco Jalados, like he's selling ice cream on the beach, but he didn't go to Coachella.
That's our competition.
I know.
Not really.
No.
She's in such
There's
a hurry.
No competition. That's
She's
the thing.
She's in such a hurry. She can't say the full
but
word.
But we do want to be the Ben and Jerry of our generation. You know, that's really the goal. We're thinking big. We're ambitious ladies.
All right.
Just the, you know, interracial, you know, married women version.
Yeah. What nationality are you?
Filipino Chinese.
I was going to guess Filipino. Yeah. Chinese, I would
and
not
my
have
original
guessed.
Last name was Cohen, but my grandfather changed it to Case, and that's been Cohen of Ben and Jerry's last name. So
you definitely have a Natasha Case, like Inspector Gadget hat outfit
<It's>
on.
True.
You look like a Natasha.
You have not met Natasha Case yet, sir, Mr. Bond. She'll feed you ice cream and jello shots, and you will come around to our way of speaking here in Austria.
Let's give a little love to some commercial sponsors, and then I'm going to ask you guys about how hard it is to get married and how some states are actually two completely different states. I learned this from listening to Greg Proops, and he had a very interesting point. So let's give a little love. Hold on one sec. Here we go.
Does shaving irritate your skin, give you nicks, bumps, razor burn? You've probably blamed your razor, but you know what? It's not the razor. It's the shaving gel or the shaving cream that you're using that isn't getting your face ready to be shaved. That's why you want to use Cremo. Cremo! How many times have you upgraded razors? You're just wasting your money. You got to use Cremo. That's what you needed to do all these years was simply upgrade your shave cream. Shaving gels and foams, they're mostly air. Look at the bottle. Read for yourself. It's air. Air is not a lubricant. Don't rub air on your face. It can cause irritation and discomfort. Plus, you'll just have a whole bunch of air on your face. Cremo, impossibly slick, foam-free shave cream. It comes in a tube, not a can. Almost any razor will glide effortlessly and comfortably over your sensitive skin with virtually no bumps, burn, or irritation. It's available at Target, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, Red Cap White Tube Cremo.
On Monday, Josh Leibarger made his status
Case of the Mondays,
followed by a frowny face. It got one like and five comments, including dislike. Well, Josh, Geico also wants to make a comment to turn that emoji's frown upside down. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. With all that extra dough, why not give Monday a makeover? We see an office party in your future, hosted by you. Hashtag happy face, hashtag savings.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I get very itchy, dry skin in the cold months. That's why I use Tricom. Tricom works like no other anti-itch product. A recent study shows that Tricom, five times more effective at reducing itch than 1% hydrocortisone, which, by the way, is a topical steroid. What are you going to do? Rub steroids into your hands? Have some crazy big steroid hands? You don't need that. You know what you need? Tricom, steroid-free. It's a safe thing to use for your entire family, children 2 years and older.
You don't want to rub it on a baby. That'd be weird. It's fast absorbing. Tricom relieves winter itches, which gets worse during the colder, drier months. Tricom you can use in the warmer months, too, on bug bites. Poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and other common skin irritations. Let me tell you something. Most people aren't aware that a product they use, like hydrocortisone, is a topical steroid. Most people have 2 to 3 anti-itch products in their medicine cabinets. Do you know what that means? That means none of them work. That means none of them work if you have 2 or 3. Get one. Get Tricom. Tricom is backed by the itch-free guarantee. If a user like you, let's say you get Tricom and you don't like it, you can use the entire thing and send them back an empty tube and they'll give you a full refund. Even after you use the whole thing. Tricom, my friends, get after it.
So you guys, Natasha Case and Freya Estrella, they are the CEO, CFO, CMOs, Big Mama Got It Alls. Oh, okay. They are the head motherfuckers in charge.
The queens.
The queens of Cool House, eatcoolhouse.com. And house is spelled H-A-U-S, like you're in a punk band, and ludlowcocktails.com. And all they did is they got a broken down postal truck. They got AAA. They tricked AAA. You lied.
Yeah.
But that's fine with me.
It's true.
I mean,
it was a scam.
No, we're
street
savvy.
We had to get it out there.
Yes. Street smarts. Hey, what's with this van? I'm a platinum member of AAA. Tow my fucking truck to Coachella. I got to go see Kid Rock for the fifth time, right?
Something like that. He played at that year at what's it called? Not Coachella, but the weekend.
Oh, Stagecoach?
Yeah. I was almost there.
Pretty close.
I was close.
Yeah. The first year we did do both of them, actually. Very different crowd, got to say.
What event would you say was your single most, like, 2 days later, sitting in your house together going, I can't believe we made that much money. Like, what was one event where you went, oh, my God, not catering.
Coachella is definitely up there, but in our other cities, I would say ACL. We have trucks in Austin. We do that festival. That's huge for us. And then Governor's Ball in New York, I think are.
But I remember the first LA Street Food Fest, and this is this is 2009 when like the truck thing was taking off, right? The gourmet food truck movement. And I remember Natasha coming home and just like throwing cash on her, because it's all cash, you know, at this point, like
there wasn't really
mobile payment systems yet. 2009. Well. Like, so it was just all cash. And I remember just throwing it and she's like, I can finally pay myself. Yeah. And I was like, that's awesome. Because I've been pulling all of that weight for the last, you know, 6 months.
I'm going to break you two up by the end of the podcast because I can hear a little.
I can hear a little
resentment.
Well, now she pulls all the weight. I'm just a glorified housewife. So
see, and then there's
the
disappointment.
You mean that you
have
the other job?
Now you've relegated her to like this house status, a Filipino
housewife.
I wish she would actually walk the dogs and be a little better at it.
Oh, this is fantastic. If you guys break up on this podcast, I will play 2 weeks in a row. That'd be amazing.
It's like, where's my dinner? I don't know.
She's like, what do I look like, a Filipino Chinese?
Do the laundry and fold it.
What do I look like, a Filipino Chinese wife to you? And you're like, well, whoops. But here's the thing that I just realized. When you were doing Coachella and Stagecoach and all that stuff in the street fairs, that was all like, hey, I would like, you, there's like a chalkboard with like 5-10 things on it, and they ask you for it, and you make it right there on the spot.
Yeah.
So you have to make that transition from, was that make to order right there? Is
exactly.
that what that's called?
Yeah.
And then now all of a sudden you can order it, and you probably have like warehouses of the stuff.
Yeah.
Like that's when you really turn the corner and start making
the distribution, the scalability.
Now the $3,000 seems like adorable.
Yes. No, exactly. I mean, that first year we made $100,000 from April to December.
Just cash and trucks?
And we thought
one
that was
truck.
We thought that we were rich.
And you don't even know this part.
I mean,
you were. You know what Bootsy Collins told me? You know the bassist, Bootsy Collins? It's Bootsy, baby. He told me when he got paid by James Brown, going back to what you said, we thought we were rich.
Yeah.
And I said, you were. He asked James Brown for $200 a week. He was in the JBs. And James Brown said, I'll give you about $250. And he said, back then, it was right here. He's sitting right where you're sitting. He goes, back then, man, $250 a week, that was like $1 million. And then he got like this faraway look in his eye and he goes, it was $1 million.
Yeah.
So,
but that, not in 2009. $100,000 was not $1 million.
You ingrate. You sold ice cream out of a truck. You know how many men?
No, it
look at the guy at the park with an ice cream truck that made like,
can I get a SpongeBob?
Yeah, it's true.
And he's like, that's $2.
A Choco
and he goes,
Taco.
Choco Taco.
That would be fun to reinvent,
sounds
actually.
Sounds hot to you. Yeah.
We did do a
not
SpongeBob ice cream,
not
actually.
To me.
For Ashley Simpson's
Well, actually,
kid party.
Hold on one second.
We have an Ashley... I'm sorry. No. We have an Ashley Simpson's kid party event? What happened?
We did a SpongeBob ice cream. It was SpongeBob themed, his one-year-old birthday. So it was a pineapple under the sea ice cream, flavored ice cream. Little toasted yellow sponge cake and candied pineapple and pineapple
ice
cream.
Which is a little morbid because you're eating SpongeBob.
You're eating Bob.
That's cool.
But yeah, I don't know if her kid remembers he was one.
Kids remember.
Maybe we could
and I do a bit in my act. Don't take your kids anywhere until they're like 15 because they don't remember it.
Right.
Like, my kids have been to Hawaii 4 times. Didn't even know it's surrounded by water. My Uncle Dan drove a truck, Circus Man Ice Cream. Do you guys think you can give him a run for his money?
Yeah.
Uncle Dan's a big... I'm just letting you know. Uncle Dan's
a
bit of a
star. No, I did have an ice cream man
here.
Stop us. Remember, he was like, what are you doing with these $5 ice cream sandwiches? You could be making $70 a day if you copy my model. I was like...
What was his model?
He had like the nasty drumstick, you know, just garbage ice cream that he was selling for 99 cents. But he said, how could I compete with him? His are 99 cents. Ours are $5. Well, you get what you pay for, is
very, the answer. And very different crowds.
Exactly.
He's got, like, kids with dirty hands, and you got Ashley Simpson lip-syncing her way up to the back of the truck.
Pretty much.
L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-B-E. Okay, I want to do it again.
That was incredible.
I'm not gay, but I am on the waiting list. We've discussed this before. You guys got married in New York.
The green room.
And Greg Proops talked about this on his podcast, Smartest Man in the World podcast, which is one of my favorites. He said, people don't realize, like, some states are two states. Like, California, you go like, why does gay marriage get, like, shot down in California? It's because we all live in L.A. and we all live in Hollywood and we're all in show business. And you guys, even though it's ice cream, it's show business. We're all in the same big thing. And then you drive, like, an hour east, an hour north, or an hour south. And it's like, whoa, easy there, fag. Where you think you're going, buddy? We don't do that up here in Hammett.
Yeah. No, it's different worlds.
New York City, entirely Democratic. Manhattan, the five boroughs, respect Max and Paul's boutique. You know the deal. And then you drive like an hour north and it's fucking farms. It's two completely different states.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
So I think now you can get married in California.
You can, yes. I think we were trying to pioneer. We were early in the movement. And what often happens is the expression, like, pioneers get the arrows in their back because all the litigation went through California and took forever to overturn. But now when it first became legal, we thought, oh no, do we have to go get married again in the state of California? You know, and then we're kind of feeling lazy, like, oh, it's going to be a pain. But then it turns out you can't have a marriage license in two states. It's like having a driver's license in two states.
So a state license in New York is good across the country in whatever state it's legal in?
Yes, yes.
I'm just like, as I say the words, like I was just saying out loud, in whatever state it's legal in. And we're talking about fucking love and marriage.
Yeah.
And I didn't know we were going to take this turn, but...
I think it's almost the majority of the 50 states, right?
Well, the majority of the population, for sure.
Okay.
And maybe the majority of the states now, too. But 75% of the population lives in states where it's legal. It's something like that. So it's getting there. It's moving along.
It's on the docket, I think.
But that electoral college, that's not how that vote works. I screwed up my votings. But, like, those prop votes. Like, here's the thing, though. Like, I live in a state of California. And I believe it was Prop 8.
Right.
And I go out to Palisades High School and I vote yes or no, whatever it was, pro gay marriage.
Yeah, no on
And
eight.
Then the results come back, no on eight.
Yeah, no hate. That's
so,
the easy
so
way.
So I voted no.
Right.
And then, like, the next day, it's like 82% of the state of California votes, fuck that. And you're like, Jesus, I really live in a tiny bubble of, like,
that's
West Side.
Crazy.
Like I definitely
remember
live
that?
In Hollywood.
I don't remember that it
lost
was, like,
by a landslide.
80%. That's crazy.
It wasn't even
close.
Close to being close to being close to being close. It was, like, West Hollywood. Half of the San Fernando Valley is like, no, fuck that, man.
It's different times.
And I can't figure it out.
Yeah.
And I can't get someone to give me an argument as to why gay people shouldn't be married. And I tell them, give me an argument why gay people shouldn't be married, but you're not allowed to mention the Bible.
Right.
And they're like, well, like, even my dad,
Right.
It's like some shit about property taxes gonna fuck. I'm like, well, then how come regular marriage doesn't fuck up property taxes?
Right. Oh yeah.
So you're now married in no matter where you go.
Yeah. Well, if we were to, for example, if we want to, you know, have kids, which we do, and you know, one, whatever, however we do it, wouldn't be related to me. Let's say Freya has one. If it's, you know, she uses a donor, I have to adopt the kid, because if we go into a state that doesn't recognize our marriage, they may not see me as a guardian, right? So you, just to be safe, or if you're in another country, I would still have to adopt her kid no matter what, and even though we're married.
I think that's okay.
And vice versa.
That's fine, because it's still, you're going to be your kid regardless.
Yeah, but to have to go through that, you know, when we're clearly both the parents.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
But the thing,
but
also,
it's just complicated, is my point.
Of course it's complicated.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Like, you're a gay couple. You're lesbians. You're two gals. One of you has to, you guys have to have, like, pillow talk. Who's going to carry the fucking baby?
Well, I'm a year and a half older, so my eggs are shriveling as we sit here. So I'm first. I'm a bat first.
Oh, you want to carry the baby?
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm
I thought you were backing out. You were like,
no,
I don't want to ruin my body.
No. I'm gonna have the first one, and then Tasha's gonna have one.
Yeah.
Also, and then we'll adopt another one.
Sort of thinking. And we have
two
dogs.
I think that's fantastic.
So that's family.
Yeah,
five kids.
My wife wrote.
And 70 employees. That's kids, too.
How many?
70.
Okay, that right there is the number that lets me know how successful this whole thing is. You have 70 employees.
We do.
Like, there is construction going on all through Santa Monica and the Palisades. Not one of these contractors have 70 employees. And you know what? There's a goddamn lunch truck that shows up to feed 40 of those guys that, you know, you are more than them.
That's true.
You are the American dream, and that's why I'm so excited about this, and I think this is something to be celebrated, and people need to look. You don't need any of my listeners, in all sincerity. If none of my listeners buy a single ice cream or a single Jello shot from ludlowcocktails.com, won't affect you an eyelash. Nothing. Not even a dip. Nothing.
I mean, you know, we got to keep growing.
I know, but if they do, it'll be a nice little bump. But if they don't, it's not like, you know, you still got the $3,000 from Coachella under the mattress.
Yeah, we sold about 2 million units last year. God. So we
sold $2 million.
Yeah. 2 million
units at $5 a pop. Oh,
well,
my God.
Like that, so, yeah.
Wait, you sold 2 million. What's a unit?
2 million items. So whether that's a sandwich or a bar or a scoop.
So let's say it's like, you said $7. You said $7 earlier?
Well, the sandwiches are $5, but we sell them for wholesale, which are about half that. So, you know, it's a $6 million business, let's say.
So you and your wife split $6 million after you pay the employees.
Well, there's a lot
of which you probably
other...
pay them very little because you worked at Disney and you know the gig.
Well, it's business is tough. You know, that's our revenue is $6, but you got rent, you got taxes, you got cost of goods, you got lot of things. If you end up with something at the end, you're lucky.
You sell ice cream out of a fucking truck.
Stores now.
I know that, yeah. Of course. But I like, you're like, you know, it's not as cool as you think it is. I'm like, you sell ice cream out of a truck. What are you talking about?
And she's been arrested for selling ice cream.
Natasha
in
Case
the truck.
Has been arrested.
True.
You
we
have
didn't
a
have
record.
The right amount of sinks in the
How
truck.
Are you not in a band with that name in this outfit?
I was in the jazz band in high school. I played saxophone.
Saxophone's very good.
Who's alto your sax?
Alto, Cannibal Adderley, Coltrane did.
Coltrane's good. Yeah, Coltrane's very good.
Both of them are on Kind of Blue.
Yeah,
Miles
that's right.
Davis.
That's right.
And no matter how hard I try, I can't tell which one's playing. I can't tell. I can't tell the two saxophones apart.
Yeah,
It's that Bananas an album.
Yeah.
Were you ever in a band, Freya Estrella?
I played the accordion.
Oh my God.
Because I was
a Filipino Chinese woman holding an accordion.
Yes.
It's like a Mel Brooks movie.
With glasses and braces.
And a bowl cut.
I was the female Asian Steve Urkel.
Adorable.
Like, I was like 10. I don't know why my parents.
She was super
popular. Fairfax High?
No. Holy Trinity in Atwater Village.
Oh my God. When you got out of there, it was all whole hell breaking loose, right?
Well, then I got contacts after, you know, and then it was a whole new world.
Yeah. And then you went away to camp and discovered there's a whole world out there.
Time for you to get LASIK now.
LASIK.
That's not going to be my birthday gift to her. She's birthday in a week.
This is like millionaire talk. Hey, you know, your birthday's coming up. I'm thinking about getting you that LASIK. Most couples are like, hey, your birthday's coming up. How about we go get a nice meal? You're like, hey, I'm going to get you surgery for your birthday.
Yeah, but maybe Jay, a little something extra for me.
A little something
side.
For you, a little on the forehead.
No. What if she sees better and she goes, no, that's impossible. Because your love is a bond that can't be broken.
But, but Asians, you know, we don't get those wrinkles where, you know, some... white girls.
Oh, you're saying a little Botox for Natasha Case?
It's a little side dish. My birthday's in August, so maybe we'll have to
Would
wait
you get
then.
Botox?
I would think about it. I heard preventative is good, you know?
Like baby Botox.
Exactly.
I'll get that.
The BB.
In a moment.
That's right.
With this forehead? A lot of scowling. Make-believe acting. All the roles I didn't get, that's what's on my forehead. All the roles I didn't get are all these lines on my face. I'm me rehearsing and trying to get the role for the audition. Like, really? I would do that in a second. And I'm going to get hair plugs, too.
Nice.
And when
nice.
I get hair plugs, I'm going to, like, tweet the entire thing. So nobody can go, like, looks like you got fucking hair plugs. I'll be
it's
like.
Document it. Like, call it out.
Owning it.
Like, yeah, dick. Look owning at my it. Fucking head. It looks owning like it. I got a big,
maybe
stupid
pony.
Flesh yarmulke in the back. But I don't care about the back. That just means I'm a grown-up.
Right.
It's when the front starts creeping back and I look like Peyton Manning or the monster from Bugs Bunny.
I mean, that's what's happening to Jude Law.
He is, but he's, yes, but first of all, you pick like maybe the single hottest guy on God's green earth that's regular sized.
Okay.
That's not like big, giant, you know, fat Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
Is hotter than skinny Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
There's a whole scale here. I'm talking to two lesbians about hot
suits.
Guys.
You know, it's easier for
Jude
us to see
pretty. It's a good point. So Jude Law, as far as guys that are like 5'9", 155 pounds, that's the guy. Ryan Gosling, kind of a small guy, but he can get big.
Yes.
But Jude Law is going bald the perfect way, which is you want that island. You want the Florida Keys coming down the middle, and you want like Nicholson going back on the sides.
All right.
Whereas my...
That.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Whereas my forehead has always been super high my whole life. And then now, like, if you look at the top of my head in the front, you can actually see my scalp because I have blonde hair. Oh, yeah, and I'm losing it.
You need to just put sunscreen.
Maybe some more salmon. Salmon's good for that. The omegas make the hair grow.
Like, she wants to sell Cosmopolitans out of a can. You're telling me to rub salmon on my head?
Not to rub the salmon on your head.
No wonder you're millionaires. You think outside the box.
It's
and
true.
Box means something entirely
salmon
different in your world.
For men. Yeah.
First of all, I'm thrilled that you're married. And that kind of, I'm glad we had that little thing about two states. In each state, there's like two states. Not all states. Some states are just down. Like
it's
Massachusetts
true.
Is Massachusetts, period.
Yeah.
Florida is Florida.
Florida's a mess,
Florida,
and I'm not going back.
Texas, a lot of states are... one thing, and then there's like a dot of something else.
There's
like
Texas,
Kentucky is like that with
Austin.
Louisville. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Louisville is very progressive. Kentucky is a little different.
Oh, remember we were talking about California?
Yes.
And when you go north, it's real Republican. But if you go all the way to San Francisco, March 12th, you can
ridiculous.
See me at Cobb's Comedy Club.
Oh, hey.
March 12th, Cobb's Comedy
That's
Club.
A great day.
All my stand-up dates are at jmoore.com. And buy stuff using the Amazon banner and email me, and we'll read it on the show. I want people to tweet me. You pictures of you guys eating Cool House HAUS.com. Or if you're at a party, do yourself a favor, just get a shit ton of Ludlow cocktails, these Jello shots, because you think Jello shots, you think of like some skanky girl, like I'm really a model, and she's like walking around the bar and there's like a test tube of Jello and dubious, like,
or
if you ran up
reposition
or a shirtless gay guy at a gay bar for some reason. Gay guys love Jello
shots. It's a big thing.
Look,
that's a
just
big
because
thing.
I've
geriatric
eaten
homes.
So but this you. Is it really looks like like when you buy applesauce.
Yeah, but smaller. And
like
also,
the one,
you know.
Like the Moscow Mule
Moscow
that I'm holding
Mule.
Right now. That
but
sounds
you could lie
like.
About that.
These all sound like
just
porno.
Say it's your applesauce.
These all sound like pornos. What the hell is a
no,
Moscow?
These are craft
my name
cocktails.
Natasha. We know about that.
Explain.
Natasha Jenny.
Okay, like the Moscow Mule.
You say craft cocktail, and I know like it's branding and stuff like that, but like we're just hanging out in a garage. Like,
that's how
why
we talk
you,
all day.
But why don't you just say to me, like, I made Jello shots that taste good, and you can get hammered on them. Like, what's this craft? Like, what'd you say?
It's a craft cocktail and a Jello shot.
What the fuck are you
not
talking
your collegiate
about?
Jello shot.
Not your collegiate Jello shot. All right.
Yeah, we broke the mold.
The
I'm just giving you all the taglines.
But what is a Moscow Mule? It sounds like a cock on a donkey.
So it's that super popular trending drink in the copper mug. That's vodka, ginger lime. Beer, lime juice, and sometimes a little mint.
Oh, this is like a hot drink that's happening now.
It's a hot, trending. It's like maybe trending drink.
Not in bars.
Yeah.
I got my fill. I'll drink these if you have bail money. And then we have Planter's Punch, which
dark rum, the tropical one, coconut, pineapple, lime, cherry.
This is nuts. Yeah. And it really looks like if you bought like applesauce and just shrunk it a little bit, fresh lime margarita. Speaks for
little,
itself.
Like, pudding almost, or, you know,
and
like
this is the manly one.
Oh my god! And like this is an old fashioned. Old fashioned.
This old fashioned has real 2 year barrel age, straight Indiana bourbon whiskey, bitters, orange, and cherry.
Now, how does a half Filipino, half Chinese girl go to a place and go, "Hey, do you have bourbon that I could buy?" Do you go to Target and get in bulk?
I'm just a really good Chinese businesswoman.
Where do you go? Do you make it at home?
No, you go
straight from the distillery.
Yeah, straight from the distilleries.
Where's the distillery? Come on.
No, I work with a co-packer distillery in Michigan.
Nobody knows what that means, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm trying to bring you guys back to
it's made in Indiana.
People, like mailmen, mailmen are listening to this going. I'm being serious.
No,
speak English.
No, totally.
You take for granted the terminology.
Yeah, like if I had a rock, if I had Neil deGrasse Tyson in here, I'd be like, whoa, easy, bro. Slide it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Where do you get the booze to put old-fashioned bourbon in an old-fashioned Jello shot?
Yeah.
Where do you go, Freya? What's the first phone call?
So the first phone call is to find a manufacturer that will make this product for me and source everything
for
me.
By product, you mean the entire Jello shot?
The entire line, yeah.
That is, so you don't even have to, you're like a goddamn mob boss.
Yeah, I mean,
you're a Gambino.
I don't want to, you know, I didn't have $1 million to start distillery. I raised like $370,000 from friends and family to start.
You really leaned on your friends and family a lot. Like, have you paid these people back? Or are you on the lam?
Yeah, mom has a little equity in a Cool House. my parents, Freya's aunt.
Okay, equity is one thing, but if you actually paid them back the money, because I noticed you're both wearing like spy hats. You're both wearing very, like, hats like...
Oh, well, that's the thing.
10 o'clock. Serrano's got the discs. LAX, let's go.
The Prius looks super spy, right?
Have you paid the people
Well,
back?
You don't... When someone has equity, it's not about, you know, issuing dividends usually. It's about they're in it for the long haul. So...
Okay, I'm your
friends
mom.
Friends and family.
I have equity, right?
Yes.
You know, I've been thinking, Bubby.
She doesn't want to take it out. I offered... She says, I'm in it until you go all the way, until you're the next Ben and Jerry's.
I want my equity.
Yeah.
Your father and I have always loved Florida.
I said, Mom.
No. What do you say to her? But what if your mom
she could, wants her? We would have to be in a cash position to buy her out of the equity.
Let's say I have equity in eatcoolhouse.com.
I don't know what I was thinking.
Or ludlowcocktails.com. Let's say I have equity in it. I put some money in up top.
Yeah.
And now I'm going, wow, I listened to the More Stories podcast. I know how much they're making. I want my equity back. Like, how do you figure out what I put in, what it's worth, and how do you figure out what check to cut me?
It's, well, you have to come up with a valuation, which is, you know, some usually multiple of your gross, which is all the money you're making, or a multiple of what's called your EBITDA, which is like your profit.
You made that up, that word.
I did not.
EBITDA?
Earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization.
Yes.
She goes, EBITDA, which means your profit. She could have just said your profit.
It's a little bit more specific. Acronym that Freya just spat out. She's a rapper, so she spat it out.
I like that. Hip hop. That's why I said Paul's Boutique earlier.
There we go.
Here's what you do. You give everybody the exact money they gave you when they invested.
Right.
And then you just cut them a check for $1,000. Be like, that's for you, man. you did it. You hung in there.
I mean, $1,000,
that
would be better than the stock market for the most part.
Hey, Ma, $1,000 on the put it in behind the furnace. Put it in a plastic bag in the toilet tank. Don't even tell Dad I gave you 1,000.
No, it's well, and then what usually happens is a big financial event has to happen for them usually to be bought out, so they would then maybe cash out.
What does that mean?
So, like, for example, if a banking, you know, a banker or a strategic partner, like let's say a General Mills or a Unilever,
they want to buy you.
That's when normally they would probably cash out the money, because Unilever would probably want to redistribute the equity and the way the company, you know, is.
So General Mills wants to buy LudlowCocktails.com or EatCoolHouse.com. Mm-hmm. You with all, how many people have equity in the company?
I think 40. there's 10 about different interests.
Oh, that's
interests.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those 10 people, you have to decide, do we want to bring these 10 people and their equity with us to General
Mills? I don't know. If we can even decide, it may not be up to us at that point.
General Mills goes, leave your old lady behind. We don't need her. And then,
they'll just buy them out.
Yeah. At that point, it'd probably be worth it for them to just go down to, you know,
so for
San
example,
Diego.
But what if your mom goes down swinging? Fuck General
it's
Mills.
It's possible, knowing her.
I'm in it for the long haul. I don't know why I made this stupid voice for
no,
your mom.
No, that's, you know.
Is that
so she's a very zen-like, like she can get anyone to do anything on the
phone.
Like,
she says this.
She has the phone company on the line.
General Mills.
Yeah. Very much. Tasha, I don't know.
It's a journey with a million footsteps, and I took the first one a long time ago.
It's kind of something like that.
I can't believe you have bourbon in Jell-O, which looks like a kid would just take this. Like, you got to be careful with. I'm guessing you got to be really careful with these,
because
it just looks like something my son would just rip open and chug on a hot day.
Yeah, all you know, everything on there says, you know, alcohol, not for children.
Ludlow's, old fashioned.
What if you can't read, Frey? You're in trouble.
He's three. Yes. He's 3 years old. 15% by volume.
What about a SpongeBob flavored one?
He's going to take an awesome nap.
Yeah.
SpongeBob flavored fashion.
You might be thanking me.
Right. Exactly. That could be.
Yeah, you could top Benadryl is to knock him out. He's annoying the truck. So, Corey, you will take home all these shots.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, you'll let us know. And anybody listening, we need these, because I defy. All right, here's the challenge. Take one of these shots from Ludlow Cocktails, these Jell-O shots. Get an old-fashioned. Be a man or a woman. Just put your name on it. Get Planters Punch, the margarita. That's, you know what? Margarita's too easy, but you had to do it. I understand you have to do it.
It's the most
and
popular.
And the Meyer lemon drop.
Believe me, I'm with you. I want some dude out there to get a Moscow Mule and put that donkey dick. It really does sound like something horrible.
I see that. I'm from Sherman Oaks. It's the capital of porn, I think. So
hey,
we know about that.
Hey, did I tell you about the Moscow Mule that time?
Filming on Van Nuys Boulevard.
Somebody to take a Moscow, any flavor of any of these Jell-O shots, and I want you holding it up, and I want you to rip it, and I want you to just chug it, and then just snap a selfie right away and tweet me at JMoore37, and I'll retweet it. I defy you to make an unhappy face. And look at the way, it's amazing. Everybody on the website's like, it's like you just, it's like whippets. Like, nobody does a whippet and goes boo.
Yeah.
You just hear the helicopter blades above your head and you sit down.
I wouldn't know.
You never done a whippet?
No.
What if
they're
I
the
go,
ones that look like whipped cream, right?
You can take your whipped cream can
okay.
and just don't shake
we
it.
We have those at the Cool House
I could
shop.
Give you one right now.
I'm gonna pass, I think.
You drink booze. It's less than like if you had a drink.
Yeah, I need
you
every brain cell
cream,
though to conquer the universe.
You have plenty. You're already on your way to General Mills. What if somebody weird buys you, like
okay.
IKEA?
Oh,
like,
that could be interesting.
Because you're an architecture person,
and
that
the design
like,
thing.
Mm,
yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. That could
Buick.
Be. What about like a tech company? What about Google? Maybe they want to have a.
What about
know?
Bing?
Yeah.
Bing is faster than Google, I realized this week. I actually tried Bing.
Or Amazon.
Have you tried Bing?
Not for a while, but it's faster.
It's like...
Those commercials are right.
Wow.
I tried it, and I went, whoa. Like, usually it takes a little while to Google. And Bing, I'm not doing a commercial. You know what? You guys want to advertise? Fuck that.
Yeah.
Huh?
How about Mail... You know what's great? MailChimp. MailCrimp.
What is it called?
Do you listen to Serial podcast?
No.
The,
I only
listen
to
mystery.
My own.
Yeah.
Because I'm a narcissist. I failed the psychopath test. A whippet, if I got like my can of whipped cream out of my fridge.
Right.
Don't shake it.
Mm-hmm.
Take that red thing that sticks up and just tilt it. And you just take that air and hold it into your lungs. And there's going to be a whole new world for you.
All right. Okay.
You won't do it?
No, I don't think so.
All right. What do you think? I'm trying to like take advantage? If I can just get her to get a whippet, get her knocked out next to the elliptical, then I take over Cool House. What happens? Who is next in line? Let's say, God forbid, you guys get like kidnapped by Syrian terrorists or something. Okay. That's a real bizarre fucking scenario.
No, everyone needs their ice cream.
Who takes over the company?
Truman and Hamilton.
Our dogs.
Yeah. No, we have partners. But we have also, amazing partners.
We've got some partners.
I gotta tell you, I really like the idea of dogs running an ice cream company.
They know about
Hamilton, the mini schnauzer, and Truman, the Chewini.
Yeah,
Hamilton and Truman.
They're really smart.
Oh, the wiener dog.
Yeah,
Chewini.
Chihuahua wiener dog.
And you go up to a truck. You know how much more wealthy you guys should fake your deaths. go out to Long Beach on a boat.
Overdose on whippets.
Go out. You can't because you'll pass. I've tried. You pass out before your body lets you take it over the line. You wind up waking up on whippets. Go leave Long Beach on a ship.
Okay.
And just don't come back. And then just have somebody in, like, I'll do it or Corey will do it. And
like
just
be movie. Like,
man, I can't believe that.
Inherent Vice. Like
the
that.
Ship sank, you know?
Right.
Or whatever. The monkey business. It sank.
Right.
And then I want to see Coachella. I want to see two dogs running a truck. And I'll help them.
I think it could be pretty good. Well, you got two of your own. They look like they're ready to work.
Those idiots would eat all the profits.
Well, just like our employees,
Haha, are we kidding?
No, maybe. I will say this because you did say before we were on mic, we were speaking while we were getting all the mics hot because we never did three mics, but four mics before because Corey's over there. You guys were telling me, I will say this in full disclosure, if your employees are listening, you pulled me, you didn't pull me aside. We were standing there. You said, we have the best employees. We're so lucky. Like, you really made over them.
So. It's true. It's all about culture because anyone, you know, you got to have buy-in beyond just scooping the ice cream sandwich. Otherwise, you have nothing at stake. And I think what we've done at Cool House is it's about more than just, you know, making the scoop between the two cookies. It's like they're on the vision quest with us to go all the way. That's how you prevent theft. That's how you prevent people from just quitting all the time. It really has to be, you know, you have to have that culture and that fun and that connection. And we have have amazing, amazing people at Cool House. People who've worked for us for 4 years. One guy, Michael Allen, has been doing truck events for 4 years. That's a long time in the ice cream biz.
If I met you 4 years ago, I would have had equity in this.
He tried.
Now I have no money and you don't need me.
That's true.
It's the perfect non-marriage. Creeps. So you guys are going to... Why don't you guys do April Foolishness, Kevin and Bean?
Oh. Well, we did go on their show to give away tickets to our 5-year party. And we... I think we did a vanilla bean sandwich for them or something.
Oh, you know what it is? The permits at the Gibson Amphitheater are probably impossible.
Oh,
that's
yes.
Probably the biggest thing with trucks is you got... Like, I'm like... My wife has this thing. She's like, nobody has like... There's no donut truck. Nobody has donuts in L.A.
Yeah. Well,
and
Fry
it's
Girl.
Like, you think about... Oh my God, like that's a good idea. And you go, where am I going to park this truck?
Yeah.
Somebody's going to go, move it along, buddy.
Yeah. The truck business is really hard. You know, they're not, it's hard to scale them. Each truck is different. They break down a lot.
What
it's
does
hard
it mean
to
scale
track.
Them?
Scale meaning
you
like.
Speaking codes. It's like a Radiohead
code, the
album.
EBITDA code. You know, for example, the prepackaged line that we're talking about, we're in 3,000 grocery stores with that. We're launching at Ralph's and Vons this year, but we're in Gelson's, Whole Foods, Bristol Farms. Those are scalable. You make them all in one place. Like you said, you put them in a pallet, like, you know, 2,000 on a pallet, put them in a truck, send them to a warehouse, stock them in the grocery store.
Means.
That's scalable.
I'm making 2,000. I'm going to hand you 2,000.
Yeah.
And then you can do with the 2,000 you want and then give me money when you're done selling 2,000.
Something like that.
Am I close?
Yes. No, exactly.
So what do you mean it's hard to scale a truck?
With the trucks, it's like you couldn't have 2,000 of them in all these different cities because every city has their own code for where trucks can park. The trucks are custom-built vehicles. It's not like you can go to a dealership and get the same truck so that when there's a problem, you can take it in and say, you know, the flywheel fell off. What do I do? It's like each one has its own quirks, and they're very difficult to manage. And it's just it's a tough business to navigate. Like you said, there's a lot of places you can't park. There's a lot of fees. There's tickets.
We get into wars with Mr. Softy in New York.
And probably other trucks, like I got a Belgian waffle truck, and you guys are killing me.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's the old the throat slitting of the you know, the kebab carts in New York. They'll just
they'll make that and that make sign, I'm gonna kill you. At us.
We had someone throw a cigarette at one of our employees, but you just kind of laugh it off. It's all talk. No one does anything really.
How do you know, like bullshit. In Austin, Texas, that the guy in charge of the truck isn't just getting high and eating ice cream?
Well, like we were talking about before, culture. They have to be, you know, part of the dream with you so that they're on board. Otherwise, you're right. What's to stop them from stealing $5 every day? They could if they didn't believe in it, because they would have nothing to lose.
I'm being completely honest.
Or they could believe in it and still take $5
a day. That's what I was saying. Yeah. I would completely believe in it and go, I'm going to take $5. They're not going to miss $5.
It's hard to do. In a cash business.
I'm in Austin. Yeah. I'm out here busting my ass.
But another reason why to move away from the trucks and to move to the distribution to grocery stores, there's no one's touching the money the whole way.
Right.
So that also helps.
But how, you have how many trucks?
We have 10 of our own. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And not how many outside of Los Angeles?
Two in Austin, two in Dallas, and two in New York.
Like, how do you hire like guys to sell ice cream in New York? Like, you got to fly out there and interview the people personally?
You set it up. I have a general manager there, just like you would if, you know, you had a brick and mortar in another city. You create an operation that can self-sustain.
I don't know what that means.
Like a restaurant, you know.
A brick and mortar?
Brick and mortar was
why didn't you just say restaurant?
We, you know, we like our fancy terminology.
What's this with her?
B&M.
What are you, a silent partner?
The retail.
She's the CEO.
So if there's a truck in New York, two trucks in New York, right? Freya, yeah. Freya Estrella, ladies and gentlemen.
Here I am.
So who, you go, okay, we got two trucks in New York. You got to go, do you go to New York to find the trucks?
Yeah, we found two trucks on the East Coast. We sent it to Ernie at Shanghai Steel,
Shout out to Ernie. Yeah. Sup, yeah. Ernie?
Who does all the food trucks in New York. We got our permit from.
But did you personally go? Did you get on an airplane?
We set up the operation ourselves.
You really did. Yes. Okay,
but
that's what I was asking.
You don't have to go out every time. You need to hire new people for the operation because we have general managers in each city that more or less run the operation, and then you
but
have
that's
manuals.
What I'm saying is you don't know if you need a general manager until you get the truck up and running and realize whether or not it's
that's
going to
true.
Work.
That's a
or
really good point.
You get the
minimum viable product, we call that.
Or, again, these words. Or do you get a general manager in a city and just make the leap of faith? It has to work because we're doing it.
You should be there to set it up with them when it's starting.
And you know, it is sort of a leap of faith. Like, you budget it out. You do your projections. You plan to lose a little bit of money in the beginning like we did in Miami.
Right.
We had two trucks there.
I feel the same way.
You just sell fucking hairspray out of a truck. You make more money.
And
disgusting, filthy, sweaty, humidity animals.
We had to shut it down.
I sound like I drank these.
Yeah.
Just holding them made me weird.
No, we had to shut down our trucks in Miami after 6 months.
Fast.
People, rampant employee theft.
Coke. It's all coke.
It's all
coke, right?
Yeah, it was lawless.
The cops did not care.
People think that in warm climates, more ice cream is consumed. It's not necessarily true because in warm climates, people are more body conscious. So Boston is the highest consumption of ice cream per capita in the country.
Because they're all fat pigs. Who cares,
just
right?
We call it comfort food. Comfort food.
They're not fat pigs in Boston. I'm kidding, of course.
Yeah, we're kidding. Huh?
Here in Miami, a lot of coke. I'm not kidding.
Yeah,
great. You know, I don't play the Miami.
A lot of
comedy.
Face eating.
There's a club. What's that mean?
What was that again? The guy face. Who was on.
Oh, the zombie bath salt guy.
Yeah.
We need a bath salt zombie eating other people.
Every
come back.
Crazy Huffington Post article
all
is
Florida.
From Florida.
And so true.
Yeah. I grew up there.
Florida. There was an improv in Miami, and I was doing a show there, and I was like bombing, and like when you've been doing it like almost 30 years. It's like really rare, like on a Saturday, you're going, wow, this isn't fucking go. This is weird.
Right.
Like it's like when you get a flat tire in your car, like, whoa.
Yeah.
It's like that kind of feeling, like this never happens. And then I go to the bathroom between shows and everyone's just doing rails of coke.
Oh my goodness.
And then I go up and I go, oh, they all got their freeze going. Okay, I get it. And they're all just looking around like, when can I go? When can I go? So I go, I'm not going to play that club anymore. And then the manager of the club called me and said, when are you coming back? I said, I'm not. And he said, no, why not? I said, well, everybody's doing coke in the club. It's disgusting. He goes, we actually took care of that. And I go, how? He goes, we put ceiling fans in the bathroom.
That's amazing. So it just goes through their pores then.
That was the salute. Like you put coke out and it just blows all over the goddamn bathroom. Forget the table, the car, the drive over, at home, smoking it in the parking lot.
And it now is more ventilated.
Yeah.
It's killed two birds with one stone.
Now you can walk into the bathroom with your mouth open and get coke thrown into your uvula.
Exactly.
Uvula is a little thing that hangs in the back of your throat. I knew that. You got fancy words. I got fancy words.
It's the EBITDA back there in the throat.
What's EBITDA? Is that profit?
It's more or less.
P-R-O-P-H-E-T.
Your name, I'm really into the puns, and your last name is so great for the puns. I mean,
more or less. More stories, or less.
It's just endless. I would be on that all day, I think. It would be tough to not, you know,
amore.
Constantly.
When the moon hits my eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. Why don't you guys name an ice cream sandwich after me?
That's
with limited edition.
More cookies, like an extra cookie. You know?
It's kind of
like a morsel.
A morsel.
Tiny.
Yeah.
But it's gotta be salted caramel.
Ooh.
You handed me a pint of salted caramel and I just, I'm not joking, this summer discovered, never had it before in my life. I'm 40 years old, never discovered it this summer.
It's a
with
great
my son
flavor.
At the frozen yogurt place. I had salted caramel.
For the first time.
Wow.
Ever.
Mind altering.
And my 3-year-old son goes, okay, daddy, I'm done. I'm like, no, we're staying. And I went back for more like a
we're
fat
staying.
Pig. I just ate like three. Like, oh my God. I couldn't stop.
It's
crazy
salty,
good.
It's the sweet, it's that butteriness. It's got everything.
On the Food Network, they always go sweet and savory.
Yeah, that's
and I
true.
Always hate that.
Why?
Because savory is every fucking flavor other than sweet.
Yeah, well,
it's not black and white. It's not left or right. It's sweet, and then it's like salty. It's sour.
Right, bitter.
It's pungent. It's bitter. It's like the food industry as a whole just went, it's sweet and fuck it, savory.
Right, right.
Did you bring him our bacon ice cream sandwich?
What?
That's
it's sweet and savory.
That's
how did you not bring that?
I failed.
Shout out to Alexander Ali that put this together, and he said you were going to bring me goodies, and you forgot the bacon.
I mean,
bacon?
You got 2 pints, 3 bars.
Bacon?
Well, you know, come
bacon
to the shop. I'll hook it up. Come
where
with your kiddo,
Los
Culver
Angeles.
City and Old Town Pasadena. But come to Culver City. It's our it's
come
our
on out
HQ.
To Old Town Pasadena. See a real life Filipino half Chinese girl. Real life. Here she is.
Slang in the jello shop.
In real life with a real job with the ice cream. Married to a real Jewish lady.
And
here
we
they
have
go.
Fried chicken and waffles ice cream too.
What? And you brought me salted caramel and what else?
Wine, salted caramel, chocolate mold cake, dirty mint, which has fresh mint leaves and brown sugar. It's really damn good.
Why do you dance so good?
You know? And chocolate chip Tahitian vanilla bean because you got to do the classics well. Sometimes, and the bars I brought you are dipped in pretzels. So again, the sweet and salty.
That.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a feeling.
I'm fired up about this. And I'm my wife will attest to this. There has not been a night that I've ever not woken up about an hour or 2 hours after I've fallen asleep.
Yes.
And just gone downstairs and eat and like kind of like watch TV, but not.
Wow.
And I just keep going and going. And my wife will go like, hon. And I'll be like, oh, wow, it's been an hour coming up. So like these things are going to last 2 nights total.
Awesome.
And
I'm
then
so glad to hear that.
I'm going to need the bacon stuff.
100%. We'll make that happen.
But I got to go to the store
I think
to get it.
If you come to the store, or we'll just send Alexander Ali out here with them. He offered to do that. Right.
You put him in one of those cold bags, drop him by the door. Don't ever ring my doorbell. I swear to God, I will kill you. I'll stab you right in
your
armpit.
You said?
Never.
Oh.
Ever.
Got it.
Two dogs and a 3-year-old. Oh my God, I'll cut you right under your armpit.
Perfect.
That's what you grab something, you cut him right under the armpit.
Oh man.
Nobody expects to get cut there, right? If you come at them with a knife.
Right.
Natasha armpit. Case. Nobody goes like, not the armpits. You know, they cover like their vitals and they cover like their privates and like their chest.
Armpit's smart.
And then you're like,
it's already kind of.
Or the Achilles. That's a good one.
Ooh,
or the calf. Get right under there.
Ooh, yeah. Femoral artery. Mm.
She's half Chinese. She's like,
I need a jello shot.
She's like, here they are, honey. Which one do you need? How often do you just open your fridge and drink your own product and go, I am amazing?
You know what? Natasha actually eats the best thing about these jello shots is that they last in the fridge. So like you can eat like a quarter of it at a time. Like,
do one now. Chug it.
Sure. I want the old fashioned.
Here it is.
I want the little spoon. Because
you
we're
never
adults
heard the song
now.
Natasha?
No. No,
I'm going to have to play it at the back end. We always put a song at the back end of the podcast.
Oh, awesome.
But I don't want Freya to be like, where's my song?
She doesn't need a song.
You want me to hold your mic for you, honey?
Sure.
If you had a dollar for every time you heard that. Right?
So,
a little spoon. I thought you just crushed the whole thing in your mouth like an animal.
Because we're ladies.
No, not people. You specifically. Oh, my gosh. Freya Estrella is eating an old-fashioned. That is the sound of Jell-O being slurped up, and it's an old-fashioned. Oh, it's bourbon.
I want some.
Everybody's sharing. Mm-hmm. And I don't have moderation. I lost the privilege. I could do it, but then I'd fight. Yeah. I could totally have some, but then we'd go out and fight someone.
I mean, that'd be fun.
You know, there's a neighbor that I have my eye on.
We'll make it all better.
There's still some left in there, Freya.
By the way, I gotta crush that.
How many ounces is that?
It's about 2 ounces. It's like 50 ml.
Just like a shot. A shot
is
2 ounces.
Yeah, that's actually the smallest that you're allowed to have it.
And it's 15% alcohol.
Should we eat some ice cream?
Do
you guys want to eat some?
30 proof.
Or do you want to save it for your hour after bed?
Corey, grab me any type of ice cream at all. Give me a sandwich so they can hear the thing going. It's
Crush.
Eat Cool. Well, oh, yeah, and you get to crush it when you're done. Eatcoolhouse.com. House is HAUS. And give me an ice cream sandwich there, sweetheart. There you go.
This is straight up classic. Tahitian vanilla bean and
chocolate chip cookie and Tahitian. Well, you know what? I'm really like vibing out, trying to figure out what the. Don't open those.
Don't
open. Wasted. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out what the closing song's going to be for you guys.
I feel like you're at Coachella there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Good technique. Excellent.
You like that?
Excellent technique.
I mean,
It's not easy.
Well, look at that. I did the Guy Fieri lean.
That's right.
Not and a drop on me.
It's supposed to like our truck. It has a little grill and headlights, and those are our chrome rims. We had star chrome rims on our first truck.
That's very sweet. So I got a lot of licking to do before I get
the
bite.
I designed the
package myself. Sounds weird.
Sorry,
it's
very sexual.
We had them on the counter for a minute, I think, before we put them away, so they might have got a little soft.
Yeah. It's an ice cream sandwich, and this might be the boringest segment in podcast history, the sounds of me eating an ice cream sandwich. The ice cream has melted a bit, so I've had to take my tongue and violently go in like a wagon wheel circle with it. But I've been complimented on the technique of eating the ice cream sandwich. And I will leave all blue jokes aside because that's not what we're about here at Moist Toys.
Excellent technique.
Oh, my God. The cookie is amazing.
It's all brown sugar.
That's going to be in the front. Then we're going to put that in the front of the podcast. We play sound drops in the front of the podcast.
Nice.
I got like Tom Berenger from Platoon going, I'd like to hear about it, potheads. I got Richard Pryor. I got Betty Davis. But you are, Blanche. You are in the chair.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Wow.
And we're thinking of adding one.
Nice.
And, oh, my God, the cooking is amazing. this is alarmingly great. And this is just straight up.
Mies Vanilla Roe after Mies van der Rohe, the architect. Chocolate chip cookie, Tahitian vanilla bean.
Okay.
Classic.
It's an ice cream sandwich with 2 chocolate chip cookies and Tahitian vanilla bean ice cream. But you are just holding on to this architecture angle that nobody fucking cares about at all.
It's true.
You have not sold one ice cream sandwich because there was a goddamn architecture name
on except
it.
For when Frank Gehry got it.
Oh, yeah, that's one. All right, sure.
And sometimes, Tom Main, we did Tom Mango for Tom Main.
All right, sometimes Guitar Center sells a Les Paul to Les Paul.
Right, see that?
So, Mies Vanilla Roe, R-O-H-E. Now, what architect is that?
He is the father of the Bauhaus movement. Which was the German, kind of functionalist lifestyle movement all about.
How is a house
modern
a lifestyle?
Design.
How is architecture a lifestyle movement?
Because it's all about, the architecture expresses the lifestyle, expresses the priorities of that zeitgeist, that moment.
Natasha and her words.
Talking about love is like dancing about architecture. That's what I know. I have a plantation-style house. Have you noticed? You didn't really get a look when you came in from the front.
Right. Freya drove by a little too quickly.
I heard you guys hit the curb on your way in.
Yeah, what happened?
I mean, female been, I guess Asian you driver.
That wouldn't be allowed on the this truck the
best,
for you.
I'm not saying this is the actual best ice cream sandwich
what?
I've ever had.
Oh, huzzah! It's an honor.
This is crazy.
Thank you.
I'm just assuming the it's listeners. Ourselves, you know? Right now, there's a guy in the subway in Manhattan with the earbuds in going, I've been sitting here listening to Jay Moore eat an ice cream sandwich for 10 minutes.
You know, there could be worse things. Really could.
Listen, that's what everybody needs to do. Get those Jell-O shots, and I want a photo of your face the moment after you slam the old-fashioned, like the gals did. This is tight, and this is great, and this is delicious, and I want to eat this before it melts. Now.
Thank you kindly.
You grew up in L.A. You went to Fairfax High.
I went to Harvard Westlake. My
Who
grandfather went there.
Did somebody say Fairfax High?
My grandfather went there.
Oh.
My dad went to, I think, Northridge, and I went to Harvard Westlake.
You went to Harvard Westlake. That's where all, like, great quarterbacks come out of.
I don't know about
take
that.
Take my word for it.
Okay.
I'm sure of it. And you grew up?
I grew up in L.A., Atwater Village, went to Mayfield.
I've never heard of Atwater Village. Are you
never?
Guys, spies?
Atwater Village near Silver Lake, near Glendale.
It's super hip now. It's super hip.
Yeah.
It really, turned.
Yeah.
It turned. Yeah.
It gentrified.
Sherman Oaks, where I grew up, is now pretty cool. So Sherman Oaks and Studio City have gotten quite cool. I go back there. And there was a bar we went to on Ventura called Black Market Liquor Bar. And it doesn't even have a sign because it's so cool. And then I went in there. I told the bartender, I was like, excuse me, I'm from Sherman Oaks, Ventura. This didn't used to be so cool. He's like, okay, order your drink and please move. It's like, no. I'm from around here. It didn't used to be so cool. This is a big deal. He's like, either order or get out. Like, he had no patience for me.
I look
because
at guy,
I was too, I was behind the times.
Yeah, but he's in the valley. He's bossing the
but
move.
It's
in
cool.
But it's still the valley. Don't play doorman with me in the valley.
Well,
amen.
Valley's with a big place.
All respect to the 818 and people in other parts of the country don't realize the valley. It's like, I'm not going to say it. You say it.
I mean, I don't know. I think it's become pretty luxurious over there. Studio City.
Really?
And yeah.
And then you drive
really
over the hill.
Schools.
Then you go over to Santa Monica and you see the fog rolling in over the ocean. You go, yeah. Oh my God, I've made a complete consolation decision.
Yeah. No, I think I go no thank you to the fog.
Really? Why? Does it get in the way of your words that you make up?
Yes, it fogs the mind.
Well, there's this really funny thing about people who grew up in L.A. is that we don't ever really go to the beach.
That's true.
I go
it's
to
a
the
weird
beach
thing.
Almost.
But
every
you're
not
from
LA.
Boston.
No, from Jersey.
Jersey.
Oh, you did say people from LA.
Yeah. We don't take. We are take it for granted.
You know,
it's a weird
funny
thing.
All the people I go to the beach with, my friend Sam is from Boston and Maine. My priest father Tim, from St. Monica's, is from like way up, like Acton.
Okay. Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
All the guys I go to the beach with.
I mean, it makes sense. If I came here not from L.A., I would want to be there all the time.
I used to go to the Jersey Shore where everybody's orange.
Glazed carrot.
And huge muscles. And I was like a 105-pound wrestler with towhead blonde hair. Like, hey, guys, at least I have big calves, right?
Beat it.
It's awesome.
At least you don't have the ears.
Yeah, you see Foxcatcher?
Yeah, I hope Steve, Mark Ruffalo deserves to win the Oscar.
It was an incredible movie.
A little slow for me, but the wrestling, I wrestled my entire life.
I am an absolute
wrestling fanatic.
Okay.
And if you want, you can YouTube Jay Moore, Save Olympic Wrestling.
Okay.
They played it at the U.S. Nationals and the Internationals. Like, guys from Iran, I just said it on my radio show off the cuff, like the second week I ever had my radio show, because they were going to take wrestling out of the Olympics. So when I watch a wrestling movie, you want to see, like, there was one with Giamatti, Paul Giamatti. There was a wrestling movie where he, like, took this kid in under his wing, like a foster kid, and taught. And you watch the movie and you go, oh, that's a wrestler that they taught to act. Like, you can tell by the moves he's doing and stuff.
Right.
But the fact that Channing Tatum and Mark Ruffalo, you know, were not wrestlers and had to learn it, it's the fastest I've ever seen any. Like, it is. Like, I'm watching a wrestling tournament style wrestling.
Wow. They even have,
like,
to have a walk that's particular, like, between
with the hands
scenes.
Out. Yeah. Like, if you do, like, gay fey hands, like stereotypical, like when you do, like, a gay, like, gay guy hands, like those, like Mark Ruffalo, the whole movie has his hands out like that, because you're always just, he has to win the Oscar.
Wow. Yeah.
He has to. Because, by the way, and his back He looks like he weighs 230 pounds.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Schultz did.
Yeah, yeah. He looks a lot, you know, looking at the pictures after, it's a pretty interesting. Oh.
Did you see it?
Yeah, of course. I mean,
we really like Whiplash, my wife and I.
Oh, we haven't seen that yet. Oh. We're hoping to, we might get the screener for that.
The guy got nominated from Law and Order.
Yes.
J.K. Simmons.
Right.
Emil Skoda. In Law and Order. But how does the kid that played the drums not get fucking nominated? He did all the goddamn work.
Yeah. He did the whole drumming.
The whole movie's about a kid drumming until his hands bleed, literally.
Jesus. Which and he the did. Guy, he, yeah.
And the guy Big going, wow. More, gets the nomination. Yeah. Keep drumming. The nomination goes to, if I'm that kid, I'm fucking livid.
It's just Hollywood
it's
ageism.
It's a weird thing how it happens.
You know what happens?
Reverse ageism.
That's when you don't get the good luck from taking your Ludlow cocktails and, of course, your... Right. Oh, my
it
God. I'm drunk on ice cream.
That.
It's my
it
second one. It's going
down
easy, isn't it? I'm impressing you, aren't I?
It's very
really
impressive.
Good use excellent of the tongue. Technique.
You're a good boy,
excellent
the way you eat
technique
ice cream. And thank you. That's quite a compliment. I appreciate that very much. Well, these are the gals... It's but. Natasha Case and Freya Estrella, and they created something from nothing. And it's very important because very rarely these days that people have an idea and they just go out and do it and achieve something at this level. And it's damn
thank
impressive.
You.
And I wanted to meet you guys. I've seen you on the Food Network. I've read about you in Forbes magazine. That had to have been an eye-opener.
I was 30 under 30. It's the way to go.
Who else?
Unfortunately, Freya missed the cutoff by like a week. Otherwise, it would have been on it.
Exactly. Again, always relegated to, you know, I'm your bitch.
I like how you make up words. Natasha Case, if you ever do business with her, she's going to throw words at you to get a better deal. So you think she's smarter than you. But she's from the Valley, so she's really
my middle name's Jenny. That's a little bit more, you know.
She's regular. What was the word for profit without
the EBITDA?
Net?
Huh? The EBITDA.
What?
EBITDA. EBITDA. We'll get you a shirt.
That's like
EBITDA.
I love you in German. Ich bin liebe dich.
EBITDA. It used to just be EBIT and then became EBITDA.
How the fuck is EBITDA profit?
Because it's not exactly profit. It's taking into account other accounting terms.
But you see how you
like amortization,
stop.
Interest.
Hold on. You already steer away from the question. How is EBITDA profit? See, it's not really just profit. You're already like...
Well, because you may not want to factor in, for example, if you have... A loan that's taking away from your bottom line. You
is
may,
it an acronym?
It's yes.
Thank you. Give it to me.
Oh, okay.
Give me the letters.
Earnings before interest, deductions,
taxes,
and amortization.
EBITDA.
So it's like a pre-profit profit.
D is depreciation, by the way.
Sorry. Yes.
It's like the Karma Police by Radiohead. Arrest this girl. She speaks in maths.
That was about me. That could be the song instead of the Natasha song.
You don't speak in maths and you don't buzz like a fridge.
Okay. That's true. Freezer
but you
maybe.
Do have a Hitler hairdo.
I do?
No, that's what he says in the song. I just had to keep going with it somehow.
I was like,
she
that's
was shocked.
First.
She was shocked.
I mean, the Hitler youth haircut is very in right now.
As it should
we don't
be.
Have it though. That we're not those kind
of
lesbians.
Yeah. And my mustache, I call it the Groucho. I don't call it the Hitler mustache. Yeah. I have a Groucho mustache.
Yeah.
All right. It's eatcoolhouse.com, HAUS. And of course, it's ludlowcocktails.com. Send me your photos. You want to retweet? I'm going to give it to you. Use the Amazon banner at jmoore.com to buy whatever the hell you want. I don't care what it is. Just email me what you bought, and I'll read it on the air, of course. Old-fashioned Moscow Mule. Yeah, buddy, get after that Moscow Mule. You know you want it. Bro, you know you want it. You want to experiment a little bit with that Moscow Mule. I want the photo the moment you swallowed all 2 ounces of these delicious shots of ludlowcocktails.com. Cool House, you guys are the best. Freya, Natasha, now let's go do some snooping with our cool hats.
Awesome. Done.
Thank you, ladies.
There. Thank you. So much fun.
You guys are fun. Put your name on it.
He's so strange, and she wore a black mustache, and she filled for all the petty cash. She went to the she'll soon be in the car. just what to do. And while the cats are all sniffing glue, they play their silly games. And now they'll take the blame. She's so poor, only now, well, she's looking back. She sees a story on a paperback. What will become of her? There's not much left for her.
Yeah.